And good evening. You're listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaust and Monique Donnelly.
Hello
out there.
Yeah, the voice of Worship Factory. Monique Donnelly is the voice of Worship Factory.
Yes, she is. No doubt.
Oh, yeah. Every time we hear her sing, it's like, oh, my goodness, Rod. It's just, I feel so blessed for her to be able to sing. She is truly a voice. Unbelievable.
For any listeners out there that may want to invite us to come out to your church, which we'd love to do, and share about creativity and Worship Factory and what God's doing, make sure that we bring Monique along. Because you're going to want to hear her sing.
Yeah.
You know, the rest of it's okay, but you're going to want to hear her sing.
You guys are troublemakers.
Monique Donnelly is the voice. What's your name again? And get on Worship Factory, worshipfactory.net. Get connected. You know, this is for creative artists out there. As you can tell, we're having a little bit of fun today. It was my birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday. Last week.
I'm 29 again.
Of course.
Oh, it's so much fun to be 29. I love it.
I wouldn't want to be 29 again.
Oh, I would. Oh, my gosh. The 60-something is hurting.
So, Worship Factories, we probably should share a little bit about that. We don't
go figure.
Don't pump ourselves up enough in what we're trying to do. But we put together a pretty cool website with a lot of resources, worshipfactory.net. And this is designed for you, the creative person, to be able to get on there, connect, meet people, and even offer your own resources, help encourage people in what they're trying to do. Mm. So worshipfactory.net, and we're about supporting the movement today and creatives coming out and people realizing that creativity is not just about drawing a picture of the mountains or writing a song. Creativity is about my life and that God created me and made me to be a vessel with a unique purpose. The scripture says that we are his workmanship, created for good works. And so we're just helping people discover that life's mission and what God really intended them to be and find fulfillment in that as a creative person.
You know, we've had such a great opportunity to be able to have some wonderful people in studio, too, since we started this show, Rod. And then we had a wonderful opportunity to be able to sit down with Monty Kelso, who's just an incredible worship leader, an incredible leader out there that's doing what he's doing. I mean, it's amazing with Slingshot and his company, and then The Grove, his other ministry that they have going on out there that actually is connecting creatives as well out there. But Ryan Kirkland, you know, here's a young guy, 24 years old. Hopefully we'll get Ryan on at some point, but what a gift, what a blessing he is so far. Between the Trees, they had a band out there, a major rock band that was heading up the charts and doing what they were doing, and Ryan felt like that he was called to the Lord's purpose and left it all and came out here. I can't wait to hear a story from Florida, which we had just the privilege of being able to sit down here, you know, talk to him and Monty Kelso about what they're doing and sort of how do we connect each other. I mean, what's really important is that, you know, it's not just about us, it's not just about Worship Factory, it's about how do we connect you, your ministry, what you're doing in the creative world, how do we connect what you're doing. I mean, there's so many great things going on in this world. And we just can connect each other.
And you don't know what connection is going to bring fruit in the future. Mm. And Ryan and Monty are a great example of that because they had made just a small minor connection earlier on in life. And then suddenly there's this change that Ryan's faced with. He's going to move from Florida to California, totally just on a lark, as we would say, by faith. Mm. And so he reunites that relationship with Monty, and one thing leads to another to what they're doing together today. It's just it's a great story of how you can press out and you can reach out, and those connections are what's going to help you get to where you need to be.
Yeah, he's worship leading a church down in San Diego, California, lives in Los Angeles, and just driving in a commitment for a 24-year-old artist that has, I mean, he had everything, what world standard would say, everything going for him. I mean, they were hitting the charts. They were all over the place. If you look on YouTube, you can check them out. I mean, they have some beautiful songs, beautiful music, and it all has a great purpose, too. Most of their music, even before, even in the rock genre, seemed to be almost spiritual, almost like a Switchfoot or Lifehouse or something in that direction, more mainstream, but also targeted right at the faith, the Christian faith. It's pretty amazing.
Yes, and we have, speaking of music, we have a concert coming up July 10th with Matt Brower.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this guy has been nominated for Dove Awards, and this guy's been out there doing it for quite a while, and he's got such a heart, he actually gave it up in order to be in mission work. Mm-hmm. This guy, he's got a great story, but he's also a wonderful musician. So July 10th.
This is tomorrow.
July 10th would be tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
You only got one day to get there.
Yeah.
So start now.
Start driving. If you live far,
depending on where you're coming
now.
From. And you're listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM, and we are in studio, believe it or not, with Rod and Monique. Monique, you don't hear too much of her voice, even though she is the voice, which is incredible, but she hasn't said much today. But anyway, we tease her all the time because she's just incredible. But Rod, yeah, I think, you know, what a gift also with Matt Brower. I can't wait to be able to get him in here. July 9th. I mean, I'm just looking forward to it.
Yeah, so it's Sunday night out at His Way Community Church. It's out in Santa Clarita. It's a little bit of a drive for some of you, I know. But listen, this is worship on the lawn. You're not going to get this anyplace else around. You can sit out on the lawn. You can have a little picnic with your family and have some great music. 6 o'clock, His Way Community Church out in Santa Clarita. If you need any information, just go on worshipfactory.net. It's a really cool website. Have we talked about that yet?
No. What is it?
It's called worshipfactory.net. And I really suggest that you check it out because it's got a lot of stuff there. So
this is the second concert in our series. Yes.
Yes.
Summer series.
Yes. Second one. We had Sky Pilot for the first one. Cool guys.
Oh, yeah.
From Australia. That was really special. And I think we got one coming up after that too. Something very special.
She may not be able to talk about it though. We have to be really careful.
It's a secret in the industry, but we're just going to say something. It may involve some friends of Monique. Okay,
yes.
Can we say that?
Monique Donnelly and her
friends
on August 14th. We can't publicize it. We can't advertise it. So we're not going to.
Don't tell the union.
But all we can say is she will be there with her friends. So
well. You guys asked me to bring some of my cool friends, and I thought, gosh, who do I want? Who do I really admire? So I just went down my little list and picked out two
Josh
or three
Groban.
Of my friends.
Yeah.
Andrea Bocelli. A couple of her friends.
Yeah. We're still solidifying.
Adam Levine.
Yeah. they'll be there for sure. No, I went down my list, and so I'm just inviting some of the people that I just enjoy listening to and jamming with. So it's going to be fun. You guys got to come and check it out.
If you've never heard Monique Donnelly sing live, you've heard her here in studio, and if you get a chance to see her live, she is just an incredible, incredible talent and such a great gift. We've been so blessed to have her as a sister, as a friend, as a partner, as a partner in crime. I mean, you know, we could go on and on.
I'm telling you, we've got a song that we're going to do later, and I'm just going to promote it a little bit right now. It's one of my favorite songs, Knees to the Earth. And Monique does a wonderful job on it. So I'm just priming the pump. You'll want to hang around the show, and you're going to want to hear that song.
You know, if you're a creative out there, too, and you've got something going on, please let us know at worshipfactory.net. Keep us posted. You can do that. And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM with Kempton, Rod, and Monique. But get online. Get connected for sure. And post your stuff. We talk about that all the time, Rod.
Yeah, we want to hear from you. If you just want to send us an email, info@worshipfactory.net. We'd love to hear from you about the show, ideas you have, things you like, you didn't like. You know, sometimes Kempton, you know, we need to hear about it. If he's not doing something right, chime right in.
Let him have it.
There is a time limit, by the way. We're constricted to 14 pages.
Hey, now, well, this is our way. We love to have guests, people who are creative and doing some unique things. And so do we have a guest today?
We do. Someone who's going to be great in God's kingdom. You're going to get to heaven and be like, oh, there she is. Nancy Benning is in the house.
Yeah. That's the one.
A little bit about her story, Monique, if you'd share with us a little bit.
Sure. She comes from a whole family who makes violins and cellos, and her father was a bass maker. And they use their talents and their skills and their business to just glorify God's kingdom. And they're involved with a bunch of different missions, and it'll be great to get her story firsthand. But amazing woman of God and talented family.
So they made Alvin Chia then, the bassmaker.
Not that kind of bass.
Oh.
Bass player.
I thought you were talking about the bass player. Give me my baby back. The Alvin, rib guy, Alvin Chia.
Just mention for the listeners out there, because they may not listen every week, we did have Alvin Chia, the bass singer for Take Six, in studio. Phenomenal guest, and they're doing a great thing. So I want to mention, too, the copy of Basslines is still available to the 100th person that signs up on Connect.
The new member.
Free copy of Alvin Chia's book, Basslines. So, yeah, you're going to want to get in there. And I'm telling you, it's real close. I won't say how close, but you need to get in there.
Mm. Yeah, Alvin Chia, I tell you. We've had a lot of – we've been so blessed by the guests that we've had in here. I mean, Colton Dixon. I mean, Charity Vance, Lisa Balesi, Alvin Chia. I mean, Mark Bryan, Judith Hill.
Last week we had Charles in here, Charles Kappelman.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Oh,
CBS,
yeah.
Former CBS executive. Oh, man, what a story.
Piece of
guy. I could listen to him all week.
Oh, he was fabulous, wasn't he? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait till we also get a chance to talk to Nancy Binning this next segment as well,
yeah,
about her story and
looking
violins and creating people like Alvin Chia and the basses out there. That, you know, I think that's really exciting for me anyway.
Okay.
I love to hear that stuff.
Well, I think what's great too, we had the show with Aurelio Barreto recently, and how that the creativity that God's put in us is not just, as I said, drawing
music
pictures.
Or,
and,
right.
Yeah, yeah. It's in business,
yeah,
and in the work of my hands and the things
and
that
the
I do.
Processes that go on.
All of those kinds of things. It's amazing the creativity. I was thinking, got to just touch on this a bit, even in government, because last week we were talking about 4th of July and you know, how the government was able to create the Declaration of Independence.
Mm.
Yeah.
What a huge creation was able to be made.
Ingenious.
So, you know, even at the governmental level, which we want to say, no, there's no creativity there. Actually, there is. You know, God can use anybody in any circumstance.
And we'll be right back with Nancy Binning from Binning Violins. Stay tuned. Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to stick around long enough for me to be polite? I swear I am a gentleman, I swear this is true, but you don't even care to notice. You just act like you do. I can't believe what you did, what you said. Telling me you love me just to take